With NPR News in Nashville, this is 90.3 WPLN. Good afternoon. I'm Natasha Sinyanovich. A Nashville construction company is donating $15,000 to Metro Police in honor of the Hillsborough High School student fatally shot protecting his family last week. Jadonte Hancock died when two armed robbers broke into his family's Capitol Hill home. According to WKRN, Metro Police will use money from E3 Construction Services, which has several projects going up in the area, to buy 10 patrol bicycles to increase community policing within the North Nashville area. Yesterday, the Tennessee Bureau of Investigation released a new report on firearm-related crimes across the state, showing that they've risen around 25% in recent years, and that murder involving a firearm spiked by more than 50%. Nearly half of Tennesseans thought the Affordable Care Act should be repealed as Donald Trump was elected president last November. But Vanderbilt's latest statewide polling finds that Obamacare opposition has dropped closer to a third. And poll co-director Joshua Clinton says hopes for a Republican alternative have also withered over the last year.
In the abstract, any policy change sounds great. But once that sausage starts being made, then people see it's not exactly, you know, ponies and rainbows like everything was promised. And so then things become a little bit more complicated.
While support for repeal and replace has dropped in the state, even among some Republicans, the poll shows there is some growing interest in some kind of universal coverage through a single payer. Local officials in Van Buren County may try to block Governor Bill Haslam's plan to demolish the inn at Fall Creek Falls, the state's most visited state park. They already successfully stopped plans to outsource operations. 80 residents of Spencer gathered at the inn last night, where County Mayor Greg Wilson talked about filing a court injunction to keep the state from closing the inn in April. According to the Chattanooga Times Free Press, Wilson's also trying to get mayors and surrounding counties to join the fight. The Haslam administration plans to demolish and rebuild the Fall Creek Falls Inn, but that would put it out of commission for some 2 years, temporarily taking offline one of the biggest economic development engines in the area. The Memphis-based parent company of a Texas fraternity says it has no tolerance for activities that don't treat individuals with dignity and respect. The statement from Pi Kappa Alpha International Fraternity came after it was indicted yesterday on a misdemeanor hazing charge by a grand jury over events from last year. Pledges at the University of Houston were deprived of adequate food, water, and sleep for 3 days, and one student's spleen was lacerated after being body slammed. The company faces up to $10,000 if convicted. The indictment comes as universities across the country are cracking down on fraternity parties and pledging.